General discussion. Anybody have comments or discussion items to share with the commission? Somebody must have done something. We can't be this fast this morning.
This is Commissioner Caney.
Yes, Commissioner Caney.
Yeah, I think this happened since the last meeting. I have to look at my calendar, but I was able to attend the meeting with the Department of Wildlife and Steve Zangra, the trapper, Paul Frame, and then Jay Shepard up in Colville, and the Dawsons, who are working with on the Range Rider pilot project, and actually went up and met with the Range Rider, Lisa, and just got some of the bugs worked out. And I was really, really impressed with the whole WDFW and Steve in particular, and Jay, you know, just their attitude of moving this forward. And it was a really good conversation around the campfire, except it was 10 in the morning, so there wasn't a fire. But anyway, I just wanted to report that I think that that process is moving forward fairly well, and there's going to be one of the speakers that came out to Colville earlier this spring and gave a talk on range riding in Montana is going to actually come back out later this month and meet up with Lisa and just talk about, you know, how things are going, pros on the different things that happened in the range rider projects that, that he's been involved with. So anyway, that that seems to be moving along really well.
Any other discussion items?
Yes, Mr. Vice. Just, Mr. Smith, Joe, how's the Discover Pass, how are the sales going this year so far, or over the summer?
Commissioner Smith, I think we are, a couple of things. We're seeing pretty much what we expected after the first 6 months experience, where sales took off pretty strongly in April and May. I think the agency so far is just a little bit over $1 million in terms of our 8% of the revenue. So that's, you know, $1 million that we didn't have before. We're watching to see if the transferability increases the sales in July. That's when we started, as you remember, last time. So don't really have any evidence yet that because we don't have a full year, just until last week, a full year of data collection. So we're looking to see if the changes made last session really do increase revenues as was hoped for. Still working out the bugs with the Department of Licensing and their sales, trying to build them into the system. So overall, I think it's an evolving situation. We're looking at having a family pass and a gift pass, and in addition to the annual and daily passes, probably available by this fall. Those were two new items, two new ways of selling the Discover Pass in, out of last session's legislation.
Thanks, sir.
Commissioner Perry, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to make people aware that there is a quote-unquote wolf management and information meeting July 10th in Walla Walla, and it's being called by Walla Walla County Board of Commissioners, Washington State Cattlemen's Association, and Walla Walla County Cattlemen's Association. And they're simply going to talk about the state and federal rules relative to wolves, the alternatives for local governments, and so forth. That's about as much as I can tell you about it. It occurs Tuesday, July 10th. That would be next Tuesday. And again, I intend to go to that meeting.
Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Carpenter.
Commissioner Carpenter.
I have a question for Deputy Director Joe Storr as it relates to our previous meeting where we met the new gentleman, Bruce, and again, I forgot his last name. I apologize for that, who the new hire in related to public relations, outreach, and so on. What can you give us a progress report on the activities there and what's going on and how that's working?
Sure, Commissioner Carpenter. Bruce Botka started the middle of last month, and he has spent the last couple of weeks going around, interviewing, meeting people, getting to know the issues. We would hope that by the time we get together again with you all and the Big Tent Committee, we would be bringing forward some sense of a work plan in terms of prioritization of a variety of efforts. As you might imagine, trying to get your hands around all the things that are going on in the agency takes some time, and then starting to reach out to external parties. So we should have some sense of things we want to accomplish in the next 6 months here by the time that we all get together with you. And I'm sure in the meantime, he'd be happy to talk to you if you're interested.
Well, I'm personally very pleased and excited about that hire. We had dinner with him, and I think he has good vision and perspective on what needs to be done. And I would just say from my own personal side of things, I'd be available to talk to him at any time if he wanted any perspective on the things that I've been involved in. And I assume many of the other commissioners, if not all of them, would do the same.
Thanks, Bob. Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Smith.
Yeah, I'm following up on that. I have some time in this month. If Joe, if you think it would be worthwhile, I could come down for a day. And if you think some FaceTime or just going through that would be of value, just have him give me a ring.
Oh, thanks, Commissioner. I'll do that. I'll talk to him and maybe have him call the two of you next week early on You can decide whether a discussion over the phone is enough or spending the time to come down here would be worthwhile. I know he has high on his priority list of getting together with both of you, so.
Well, I know that my fellow Commissioner Carpenter is probably tied up with the sales right now, so, I mean, I do have a little bit of time flexibility this month, not next month, so I just throw that out. So I would welcome maybe the three of us could have a chat next week and see what works best.
Okay, we'll set that up.
Thank you.
Any other discussion items? Go ahead.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Perry.
Yeah, I just wondered if any staff were available that could update us on any additional wolves that have been captured, radio collared, established packs, that sort of thing, since we had an update last.
Commissioner Perry, this is Joe Storr. I believe Assistant Director Pamplin sent the commission the latest update day before yesterday in an email.
Okay, I've been gone, so I haven't seen that, and I will definitely check it out. Thank you.
Well, this is Commissioner Duvia from Wolf Central here in Colville. They are alive and well and pleasantly being shared by many people in the area. I'm not sure if it was a wolf or coyotes that put a little mule deer buck down in my yard the day before yesterday, but he was mutilated in the hindquarters and stuff. And so we're getting them up close and personal here in Colville, so we invite you all over to come over and share. I think we've got 7 packs pretty close to here in that report, and there are 5 other packs that have been identified, but we haven't put collars on them yet. We've got the trappers going after them right away. So, but that's a lot of that's in Nate's report. So.
Vice Chair,
yes.
This is Joe Storer. Along the Wolf news line here, we did receive, the director received a letter yesterday from Jack Fields, Cattlemen's Association. Jack was raising a concern about some potential confusion around the issuance of permits to cattlemen for in the act and the private land access requirements associated with some of our ungulate nuisance wildlife actions, and was concerned that we were going to require some sort of private land access before we would issue these Caught in the Act permits to cattlemen. And so Assistant Director Pamplin is responding to Jack via email that is not the case. And Commissioner Perry mentioned the Walla Walla workshop, where I know Steve Pizangra is going to attend. Hope is to sort of set the record straight and keep everybody on the same page around these Caught in the Act permits and cattle depredation. So if you hear some scuttlebutt out there, that's what that's about.
Thank you, Joe. That's kind of the information that I was looking for when I go down there to see what the issues really were that they were concerned about and the department view on that.
Any other discussion items? Hearing none, I'll close the meeting of the conference call on July 6th at 8:31 or 8:52. Everybody enjoy the weekend. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.